financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. AC by LeQuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On June 18, 1942, the world welcomed little baby Paul McCartney.
Come on, push! Push! I can see his head!
Here comes your son.
Paul McCartney, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter announces a sweep is coming next week to deport millions of people in the country illegally.
The tweet came as a surprise to immigration and customs enforcement officials, according to the Washington Post. The proposal has been in the works for months and is seen by the administration as a deterrent to others who are skipping immigration hearings. In April, then Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen expressed concerns about the plan, citing a lack of preparedness and possible public outrage.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. There have been people lined up for hours waiting for President Trump's re-election rally tonight in Orlando, Florida.
I feel it's important for us to give back and support him because he's there to support us.
We're here to support Trump. We love our president.
Support the greatest president of all time.
There's an all-day event outside the Amway Center Arena prior to the rally called the 45 Fest. Protesters plan to be there, too. This is Fox News.
When you tune into this morning radio program, there's no question about who you're listening to.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
No, it's Greg Budell.
You are correct, sir.
Jay Scott.
Go back to ISIS.
Emily Hayes.
Yeah, I wonder what it was, but I didn't care. I still put it in my mouth. It was great.
Bailey, the Wonder Doll. And Rich Thomas.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Now, who are you listening to?
It's Enrico Palazzo!
Close. It's three men and a lady.
I am Enrico Palazzo. I wish. When I was a kid, I wanted to be Mickey Mantle, Wolverine Banks. Wanted to be a lot of things. We are three men and a lady. I actually am Greg Goodell. Jay Scott is here. Emily Hayes is making a pickle plus. And here's the weather.
Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
The humidity is just crazy this morning. You often hear us talk about, in the summertime, dew point. And, you know, we say when the dew point's above 60, we don't like that. When it's above 65, it's humid. When it's above 70, it's crazy. Right now, the dew point is 75. Wow. Talk about weather you can wear. Hot and humid again today. High in the upper 80s to around 90. Scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming rather numerous by this afternoon and this evening. There are some showers on the radar already this morning, especially in West Alabama. There'll be a generous supply later on today. Maybe this will be your day. Yesterday, I missed the showers. Maybe you had one at your house. Tonight's low 71. Tomorrow, scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms. 91 is the high. Thursday, the showers and storms are likely. In fact, we think on Thursday some of the storms could reach severe limits in places. There'll be some warnings, and that's where our weather app comes in handy. Get it on your phone or tablet. It knows where you are, and it will instantly alert you to a watch or warning for your area. Then the storms thin out Friday. Right now, this morning, I told you about the humidity. It's partly cloudy and 78 at 8:06.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
You know what MPB stands for?
Montgomery Paint and Body.
You are so right. I believe you're right.
It's unbelievable.
Do you believe in love?
Having an accident is obviously no fun. Take it from a guy who's had a few. I mean, most of the times that I've taken my car to Montgomery Paint and Body, it wasn't my fault. But things do happen. And sometimes it doesn't have to be an accident. It could be just what I put in the class of boo-boos. I didn't know that pole was there, and I didn't mean to scrape up against it. Montgomery Paint and Body, I've been going there for over 30 years, even at their old location. Right now, they're located off the Eastern Bypass on East Shirley Lane. But it's their attention to detail. We've talked about it before. They are so meticulous. They're not only looking at the damage you're seeing with your eyes, they're thinking about the damage that is lurking behind that panel. Behind that bumper, under that chassis, that's what they do. Because when you get your car back and you get that phone call that your car is ready, not only do you know it's going to be fixed just the way it should be, but it's also going to be detailed, too, which puts a big, stupid grin on my face every time. At Montgomery Paint and Body, their phone number is real easy, 27-REC with a W. By the way, the insurance company likes them, too, because they're straight shooters. 27-REC with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Let's hit the traffic dungeon quickly.
Hey.
What was that? Yeah. I believe she has something to say.
Before we hit the traffic dungeon, I would like to call out our last name this morning and call in for carrots. That name is Rosemary Lowe. Rosemary Lowe, you have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477. 396-5477, Rosemary Lowe, to get qualified for a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, appraised at $10,000. Also, New Sock listeners, if you've not thrown your name in the hat yet, well, then don't expect your name to be called because we don't have it. Go to newsock931.com, get registered to win by clicking on the Marguerite's banner. And keep listening, because we call a new name every hour.
I believe she's done.
Now you can check traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on into the 8 o'clock hour, and it's still busy out on the roadways this morning. The boulevard's real crowded, but there are no major delays for you. It's just slowing down around the intersections. The 31s have all cleared up. If you're coming out of Wetumpka, Prattville, Hope, Hull, or Troy, you got a smooth ride into town. And I-85 is moving along just fine. We don't have any delays there, but if you're on I-65, there's still a bit of a slowdown around the river bridges as you head into downtown Montgomery, so be careful and watch the traffic around you. Trenum State is offering CompTIA Security A-plus classes from July 22nd to August 19th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Amazon is selling a bracelet that will shock you if you eat too much fast food.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
How does it know?
The company is selling.
Hello?
That was Miss Ritterbottle telling me she's still pissed.
Right there with you, Roz.
The company is now selling a bracelet that will give you 350-volt electric shock every time you partake in a bad habit. The idea is each time the wearer misbehaves, you give yourself a shock with the bracelet in an effort to break your bad habit.
So this is elective shock therapy.
So you have to administer the shock.
Yeah, it's not like it has GPS. It knows you're at a McDonald's.
Yeah.
It doesn't know when you're walking down the stairs to smoke a cigarette when you really shouldn't be smoking because you have pharyngitis, but whatever.
It's... Right. it's It's like what they've done for years with dogs, right?
To shock collar, yeah.
But the dogs don't choose when they get shocked. This is like you have to shock yourself.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
A little ridiculous.
Well, if I had one of these, the batteries would last a good long damn time. The device can also be used with an app that appoints your friends as digital guardians.
Aha! There's the kicker, kids.
Able to shock you if you break the rules. The inventor says the shock feels as if it's about the same. And you and I went through this a lot in the cold weather in the Midwest, where you'd walk a carpeted room and touch a door.
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, yes.
Jolt.
Yeah. And Bailey's gotten a few jolts, too.
Oh, really?
In dry
come out of the first studio downstairs and shocked myself sometimes.
Yeah.
Turn off the light.
Once or twice, it was super, super cold and dry. Mm. This sounds like a stupid idea.
Well, I'm glad we talked about it.
That's what my first question was. Okay, how does it know you're... Oh, you have to administer yourself.
Well, it does have the option...
Of your friends doing it? They're going to play fair.
Oh, yeah, right.
They're just going to get up at 3 in the morning and be like, zap.
No, but like, say you're trying to quit smoking. And your significant other is in charge of zapping you when you go to smoke.
I'm sorry, I don't want a zapper on me.
That somebody else can
maybe
control.
Maybe it's just me.
Tell them you're going to the bathroom.
Going to Amazon and...
made a mess!
Yes. Please hurt me.
Everywhere!
Please hurt me some more.
Yeah, not my cup of tea.
No. So, the question, as it often is every day at this time.
What are we going to do now?
Did I show you this?
She's got her doodle pad.
I've called all the names now, so I can give you this.
Is this the one with the threatening gun on the back?
It doesn't have a gun.
What is this?
That looks like a Tommy gun. That looks like an automatic.
It's a great song by The Clash called Tommy
rifle.
Gun.
No, we don't like those.
Oh, that one says meh on it. Like we only voted on one. Why did we keep that, Jay?
Because of that one on the bottom. I was told to save it.
Give it old pharyngitis peepaw over there.
I don't know.
And then there's the truth or baloney that I gave you.
I was going to say we could do a conundrum, or because we got stupid news, we could do a pop quiz on stupid news.
Your show.
I always get my show back when they hate my ideas. So
go ahead, shock them again.
Can I have my doodle page back if we're not going to ask that question?
You can have your doodle page back.
Thanks.
With your Tommy gun on the back.
It's not a Tommy gun.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk. 93.1.
Well, hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and my friend Jay.
And my friend Jay.
We're here to tell you about the glorious wonders that can be found at the Seafood Bistro.
The one in Belize?
No, Rich.
Oh, the one over here?
The one at 1651 Perry Hill Road. It is unbelievable.
By the way, you know what? Paul sent me a happy Father's Day. Aww.
He got a ring for Father's Day.
The doorbell.
Oh!
Jessica's made it official now.
Also, you know it's forever.
A ring? Sorry. Yeah, he got a ring door. I saw it on his Facebook page.
Bless it.
Check out the Seafood Bistro online at theseafoodbistro.com.
Yep.
And don't forget to follow them and like them on Facebook, because you'll get pictures of not only new items that they add to the menu, but also
stuff on the specials board.
Yeah, existing items as well. The food is just beautiful to look at, and it tastes wonderful. Don't forget to use the delivery apps, the waiter, and that sort of thing to have it delivered to wherever you might be. And you can call ahead.
279-7500 is how you call ahead.
Yeah, you can also order online, and it'll be ready for you when you get there as well. TheSeafoodBistro.com. It is fantastic food. Try the fried green tomatoes are wonderful. Somebody, it was Jacqueline who was here last week. She tried the fish tacos for the first time, and they were fantastic. And the rice was wonderful. So, yeah, check that out. Seafood Bistro.
Does that face look familiar there?
I don't know what that was about.
Replacement Emily.
We are at 8:16. I really don't know what I want to do here.
makes two of us.
I really don't know what I want to do here.
No one could replace you, Emily.
Don't be rude.
Say good morning to David. Maybe he can tell us what to do.
What's up, David?
Or where to go.
Good morning, all. Hey, maybe Kelly Ripa's kids will want that shock collar for her and use it every time she disappears in the bedroom.
Yeah, when she talked about that, or at least when Greg started that story, I was thinking her kids were like, I don't know, 6 or 7.
No.
Oh, no, 18 years old.
Dude,
oh.
They've been married since, like, forever. They met on All My Children.
They've been married for, what, like, close to 30 years,
it's
I think.
A beautiful family.
Well, apparently she was being resuscitated by something.
Yeah, I could see her daughter. Yeah, I'll resuscitate you. right in the middle of it. So have a good one.
Thanks. Cheap throws from Kelly Ripa. Okay, later this hour, Morning Maroons. Right now, based on weekend box office, I'd say these guys get a Group Maroon Award.
You are some of the few people to have seen Men in Black International.
Yeah, I was so excited to see it.
And then it sucked.
We know how to get more people to the theater. Just take a look right here.
Hey, is that one of those flashy things?
There. Now how much are you looking forward to seeing the new Men in Black?
I am so excited to see it.
I have a feeling it won't suck.
Go see Men in Black International for the first time. Again.
News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating after a boy nearly drowned. Police say this happened in the 2700 block of Bonnycrest Court Monday morning. They say the child is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. 9 people were taken to the hospital after a van carrying a wrestling team crashed Monday near Pike Road. State troopers say one person has serious injuries. The group is made up of wrestlers from Shelby County and Tennessee. 3 years later and still no answers in the disappearance of Star Mulder. Mulder was last seen at her home in Wetumpka in June of 2016. Her ex-husband has been named as a person of interest in the case. If you have any information about the disappearance of Star Mulder, call the Elmore County Sheriff's Office. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Get ready to go 0 to 60K at Wind Creek Montgomery. Take the fast track to excitement and win your share of $60,000 or a 2019 Dodge Charger. Earn chances to win every Wednesday in June, and at the weekly drawing starting at 6 p.m., you could win a share of $5,000 free play. Then, at the grand prize drawing on June 26th, we're giving away a Dodge Charger SXT in our 0 to 60K giveaway. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning 4 with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning 4. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
Great to be at the lake and see the first superhero of summer, Lobster Man, the guy who thought he could get completely tan in one day by staying out in the sun all day long. Lobster Man's weaknesses, not using sunscreen, and lack of willpower from finishing off the entire 12-pack. Hidden superpower? I guess whatever he's hiding in that giant beer gut. When is that baby due? I take it Marvel won't be making a movie about this Lobster Man anytime soon, but one thing's for certain, there's a sequel to this guy every year at the lake. Good times.
And that was another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
I'm carefully here because following this stupid news report, we'll have a $10 Seafood Bistro pop quiz. And you guys can come up with the question.
Okay.
Out of this story, we're going to come up with a question?
Well, there's a lot of different stories.
I've got my pen ready.
This is kind of like random facts, except this is news that's happened in the last 24 hours.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready.
And a lot of animal activity, maybe there's something up. Animals tend to misbehave in advance of a cataclysmic event. Police in Dover, Foxcroft, Maine, say a moose crashed through a window of a now-closed pizzeria.
Hot diggity!
Said the moose. At about 1:30 in the morning on Friday, a police officer with the Piscataquis.
I think that's closed right there.
I know that's it. County Sheriff's Office got a picture of the moose exiting back through the broken window. The suspect is not in custody, said Dovercroft Police on Facebook. It's unclear if the moose had been located following the incident. The animal had likely suffered some cuts, but the moose seemed to have returned safely to the woods. With a slice into pepperoni.
The woo woods.
A long storn here.
What?
What?
A longhorn steer.
Oh,
a longhorn steer.
Yeah, a longhorn steer in Alabama, right here in our state.
Alabama!
With a horn span wider than the Statue of Liberty's face.
It's like 10 feet or something.
Yes, now has a Guinness World Record for the longest horns. This horny...
Watch it.
Come on.
Did you ever hear that dopey little kid's joke?
What?
This is kind of, it's...
Tell me.
This is one of those jokes I heard when I was a little kid. It's kind of like the one with the polar bear kicks him in the ice hole.
Yeah. That's
about the teacher teaching animals right. to kids, to right. students.
Right.
And so she's going through the things, and that's a cow, and that's an elephant.
Mm-hmm.
But the kid gets confused at the next one. And so the teacher tries to help the student by saying, sometimes your mom says this to your dad, oh, that's a horny bastard. Don't you?
Yeah. The dump button down, the better it's going to be.
We're back in yesterday's show.
Repeating the bulletin, President Lincoln has died.
It's not that bad.
I don't know. That was.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
You see,
joke,
my face. So.
I've heard the polar bear.
Pretty red.
You're not. You're embarrassed to be on the radio.
I'm sorry.
I wonder if it even dumped it.
You just have pharyngitis. That's all.
It's okay. It's the steroids talking.
There is a rare blue lobster on display at a Massachusetts restaurant.
Did you ever hear that kid's joke about the blue lobster?
That was good.
What's it's on display there for what reason? Other than it being a rare blue lobster.
That's the only reason I guess.
That's the only reason that's there, okay.
Yeah. Moon pie beer is a thing, Emily.
What?
If got her attention.
I figured, being from Mobile, she would...
Mobile.
Mobile.
I don't care if you have pharyngitis, people. You're going to get the name right.
Do you believe she said that?
I had to say that. She had it coming, too.
Oh, yeah?
I'm from Mobile.
Mobile. Emphasis on the Beal.
Actually, this brewery isn't in Mobile. It's in Chattanooga.
Uh-huh. Well, that's where they make moon pies.
And it's made from the iconic marshmallow sandwich. The Moon Pie Stout is available at, and they'll love this in Millbrook, Naked River Brewing Company.
Stop being rude to the people in Millbrook.
An incredibly rich, smooth, and creamy stout brewed with 100% fresh baked moon pies.
That's awesome.
What happened to beer? How come it's got to have... I think it's cool. Yeah. They're playing Spirit in the Sky, which has been the most overused song in the history of everything. As the bartender slides the beer down the counter in the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
Hey, yeah. So...
So what's...
And it's got... they're celebrating because it's got Cherrywood...
Right, because they found this old recipe.
Yeah.
So I'm in San Diego. I guess what day this was? This was Friday, and I went to a little pizza place, and then I wanted to get one beer for my lunch with that pizza.
Yeah, beer pizza.
So there's like 45 nozzles. I mean, you know, at
taps. Mm. Yeah.
And I don't recognize one name, not one. So, and I don't know a lot about beer because I'm not really a beer guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always have to ask. I think
nowadays that, I mean, people don't mind you asking about it when they carry a variety of craft beers and you know, I'll drink the champagne of beer all day long.
Yeah.
But I do like that I have the option to get a craft beer. And whenever I go out of town...
They kick you in your butt.
Whenever I go out of town, I like to try whatever's local to that area. Like when in Atlanta or up in Birmingham or down in Mobile and all that stuff. I like to try them.
You guys think I'm so immature. But I just got a Facebook message from another elementary school joke.
Oh.
What's worse than that blue lobster?
Has the delay built back up?
It's got a ways to go because I held it down for about 2 minutes. Because of you guys, because you're such nervous.
Don't you put it off on us, Greg.
We're back to the moon landing now.
That's the way it is.
What's worse than that blue lobster on your piano?
Oh, what?
If you guys react the way you did to the last one, I'm certainly not going to get
show me the
answer.
Show me the answer.
Turn the mic off.
Just show me the answer.
Yeah.
I'll just let Jay see it.
Okay.
And let me see it.
At the bottom there.
What do you think?
Let me see.
I think that's...
Are you always the best?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm not a good barometer of this situation, by the way.
Hey, maybe we can make a contest out of it. What's worse than the blue lobster on your piano?
272-9228.
Who doesn't have a pop quiz question?
I have no idea.
Based on all the information.
I have questions, but I mean, I wrote down four possible things.
I do want to try that moon pie stout. When I went to Brewfest, there was a peanut butter stout that was fantastic.
Those are like meal drinking beers, like right. Guinness.
Oh my God, that was good.
Yeah.
So I would love to try the moon pie.
First of all,
they're coming out one now that tastes like beer. It's got a beer flavor.
That tastes like beer
flavored stout.
I might actually just take a sip.
I just want to say I'm proud of all three of you for getting through that whole thing about beer and not referencing old dude in Germany.
Oh, well,
we didn't bring it up until you did.
Well, you just
Germany.
Did. You just did.
Throw in the beer we got.
Throw in the stout we got.
So who's got a pop quiz question?
I have questions.
What's your question?
Well, I have four possible ones. Mm. Where's the moon pie beer brewed?
That's a good one.
That's it. Okay. We'll do it that way.
Yeah, let's not confuse the issue. Where is the moon pie beer brewed? It's not in Mobile.
Mobile.
We gave you that much of a hint.
272-9228.
Is the number. In the meantime, I know where the best jewelry in town is created, and that is Brian Jewelry in Prattville. Yes. Now, they do have an extensive and incredible collection in-house. So cool that this business has grown with Prattville when it was a tiny town, just a few thousand people, Mayberry-sized. And then as it's grown and the reputation has grown, they've moved from small locations originally to part of a plaza and a store, and now in their own beautiful freestanding building. And a lot of that history has happened in the time I'm here. Think about it. I've been here for about almost 25% of the time Brian Jewelry's been around. And it's just, and of course, made many purchases there, many happy purchases. It's the place where I got, and you should ask to see him. If you've got a five-year anniversary coming up, Papyrus is the five-year celebratory. See what they got. It's Papyrus. Pretty, yeah. Papyrus?
Papyrus.
Papyrus.
Old Papyrus.
Old Papyrus. But found just the most amazing set of earrings to celebrate that, and Mrs. Ritter Buttle loves them. And she's not really the kind of person that likes to wear a lot of jewelry, but she loves those.
You should use this one as one of the playback ones if we're still in business by the weekend.
if the delay catches up
by the weekend, yeah. And of course, one thing they can also do that hardly anybody can, and they certainly have more experience than anybody else doing, is creating an item from scratch. So if you can't find what you want in their incredible showcase, which includes separate showcases for Eagle World Tide merchandise, then ask them to make it for you, because they can at Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville. All right, let's go to the phone and do our $10 Seafood Bistro Pop quiz question. Randy, you got it first.
Nashville.
That is incorrect.
Sorry, man.
Incorrect. All right.
Yeah, you were in the same... Oh, I'm... John?
Then, Paul, this is John.
Hi. What you think?
Chattanooga.
That is correct.
That is the winning answer. So you have won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Wasn't that fun?
That was fun.
It was.
Yay.
All right, you hang on. And we'll be right with you. Our prize department will be right with you.
You'll see that flickering light?
I'll call Mr. Electric. That's concerning. That's when you're supposed to call them. When you see things flickering and for no apparent reason. I wouldn't waste time. But first, we got to check traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a final look at our Tuesday morning traffic, and everything has returned to a normal traffic flow. The boulevard's busy, but no major problems there. If you're on the interstate system, I-65 and I-85 have the traffic rolling at a speed limit ride, and there are no issues coming into town on the 31s. Have a great day, drive carefully, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
It's 835. I am almost reticent to check on my tomatoes, but let's get the forecast for all vegetables.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Vegetable, huh? Hot and humid again today with a high temperature in the upper 80s to around 90. There's already a few showers on the radar in western Alabama. Scattered showers and thunderstorms become rather numerous by this afternoon and this evening. A generous supply with the low tonight down to about 71. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours with a high around 91. Then thunderstorms on Thursday will be a little stronger in nature, I think. Was have a strong disturbance moving through. Some of those could produce some damaging wind gusts. I think there'll be a few severe thunderstorms. warnings during the day Thursday. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Get it today because it knows where you are. It will instantly alert you if there's a watcher warning for your area. Storms will thin out a little bit on Friday and become widely scattered over the weekend. We're back in the mid-90s over the upcoming weekend. And right now this morning, 78 degrees with 89% relative humidity, and it feels every bit of it. Partly cloudy skies now at 836.
And your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. 9 people were taken to the hospital after a van carrying a wrestling team crashed Monday near Pike Road. State troopers say one person has serious injuries. The group is made up of wrestlers from Shelby County and Tennessee. Montgomery police are investigating after a boy nearly drowned. Police say this happened in the 2700 block of Bonnycrest Court Monday morning. They say the child is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. And 3 years later, and still no answers in the disappearance of Star Mulder. Mulder was last seen at her home in Wetumpka, June of 2016. Her ex-husband has been named as a person of interest in the case. If you have any information about the disappearance of Star Mulder, call the Elmore County Sheriff's Office. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I've certainly lived here long enough to have pride, because inside, Jay, in Alabama, and I'm getting weary of us always turning up at the bottom end of these lists that rank the 57 states.
Now what?
Best and worst states for a summer road trip.
Yeah. Have you driven our roads?
Well,
no, I mean, they're
roads are, you know, here and that, like South Carolina, what do they got to brag about? Well, they're not in the bottom 10. Their roads suck.
Well, at least their view, I'm sure they're, you know.
But, like, at least we don't have potholes in up north because of the weather and the cold. There's potholes everywhere.
Yeah. Isn't we're in North Carolina a place where people go to watch the
leaves change?
Yeah, the trees change color and some crap like that.
We can, look, as someone who has driven all over this state, it can get very frustrating at times.
I agree with that.
And I would say this, like, if this is for this year, if you just take into consideration what's happening in Birmingham with the 2059 bridges and all that construction and being rerouted all over God's green earth just to go north, I mean, that would be a headache of that wouldn't be an enjoyable road trip at all.
We are number 49, just ahead of Montana, in terms of road trips. One of my favorite drives, I used to, a couple of times I took the train from Anniston to Washington. Mm-hmm. So I drove from here up 231. And I thought it was charming. It was green. There were little towns.
It was beautiful.
Alabama is a beautiful state to ride through. I can't imagine we're number 49. Why would we need number 49?
If it's talking about main roads.
Top 10 states for a summer road trip. North Carolina. Wyoming, seriously? I mean, half of it is great if you can get to it.
It's so square.
Yeah. It's just the rest of it is like there's nothing. You know, there's fewer people living in Wyoming than I think there are in Birmingham, if I'm not mistaken. Minnesota, which is a beautiful green state, a lot of lakes and everything. Virginia, Texas, New York. Lower New York is a pretty drive, I will say that. Louisiana.
Good Lord.
Oregon, Utah, and Wisconsin. And the worst, Rhode Island, Delaware.
No, not Delaware.
Connecticut, Hawaii. How far can you go there? Arkansas, Indiana. Yeah, Indiana's pretty wretched. Kansas, Mississippi, Alabama, and Montana.
We're behind Mississippi? Should tell you something.
And makes a huge statement. All right, it's 8:40. We'll be back. Our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up in just a couple of moments.
He's a Grammy Award-winning, multi-platinum selling artist, and he's coming to Montgomery Sunday, September 8th. Boz Scaggs. Impact Live presents Boz Scaggs Sunday, September 8th at 7:30 p.m. The Dirty Lord Down. Boz Scaggs at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center Sunday, September 8th. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster.
News Talk 93.1 is calling names in a good way. And if your name is called, you could be the winner of a one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Yay!
I hear you. Well, you just mentioned my name.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. And we'll call out names all week long for you to qualify.
Thank you. Awesome.
A one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
Look who's joining us. Mr. Sandman, good morning to you.
Good morning, it is.
Hey.
Hey, everybody.
Howdy.
Yeah, we got an anniversary still going on right now, and I've got a lot of new products in. The new starters came in. I've got new Simmons that we're going to get on the floor this week. The Beauty Best line. We've got some fabulous Jameson products. If you're looking for just a great mattress, we've got them. Mattresses you won't see anywhere else in the Montgomery area. Most stores carry the same brand, same product, just different names on it. We're different. We have a lot of products nobody else carries, from Diamond Mattress out of California, which I'm probably the only person in the state with that, but it is a great mattress. Good selection in those. The Serta's, the Jamesons, the Restonic, got some closeouts on those. My Sutherland products, people love. We've been selling those for over 20 years, and it's been a tremendous product. So if you need a mattress, we have a bunch of inexpensive products also. If you're looking for this inexpensive twin mat, we got some $99 mat. We may be out of those now. A guy came in and bought 30 the other day for a ranch place. But we've got a whole bunch of other stuff. $299 king mattresses, $299 to $399. Some really nice thick ones. Fabulously comfortable. Just great deals all the way through the store. Headboards and beds on sale. A lot of closeout merchandise there, too. So come see us in Millbrook. We open Tuesday through Saturday now, 10 to 6. In Montgomery, we're Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6. And we're on the Atlanta Highway right across from the Dairy Queen in Millbrook. We're on Highway 14, 3 miles from the interstate on the right-hand side in that little shopping center.
I mentioned, believe it was last Thursday, I said I got to get over and get some pillows because my pillows are just pathetic. And I didn't do it. And then I came down with a thing called pharyngitis on Sunday.
Came down with a thing.
And I was really, really sick, thrashing around with no comfortable pillows. I paid a terrible price for my laziness.
Well, we forgive people who don't show up when they say they will.
Oh. Ouch.
Well, no, that's not an ouch. I mean, people, we have a lot of customers that say they'll be back in a day or two, and then, they'll show up again 3 months later. Yeah. And we understand that life happens and things keep, going on. You've got other stuff to do, but whenever you get to us, we'll take care of you.
Oh.
Thank you for understanding, Mr. Sandman. I very much appreciate it.
All right. I appreciate y'all.
Take care. 8:44, quick look at the roads. Last look at the roads.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a final look at our Tuesday morning traffic, and everything has returned to a normal traffic flow. The boulevard's busy, but no major problems there. If you're on the interstate system, I-65 and I-85 have the traffic rolling at a speed limit ride, and there are no issues coming into town on the 31s. Have a great day, drive carefully, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number
number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What sets United apart from the competition?
At United, our service department is top-notch with technicians that are trained and certified to quickly find your problem and tell you up front how much it's going to cost you to repair.
And yes, United has emergency service 24/7 and can service and repair all brands.
Our professional, prompt, and experienced service team will fix it right the first time. We have over 300 years combined experience and service thousands of families in the River Region.
If you're tired of paying the same AC guy for the same problem every summer, give United a try.
If your unit is beyond repair, we give free estimates on replacements. And for this month, we will give you a free digital thermostat with a new system. And we have payments as low as $99 on a new energy-efficient system.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Steven Spielberg is directing the new West Side Story, and he's adding his own Spielberg twist.
I want to be in Jurassic Park. Dinos on free in Jurassic Park. Climb up a tree in Jurassic Park.
Or they will lead me in Jurassic Park.
It's West Side Spielberg, because we're gonna need a bigger boat for those sharks.
When you're a shark, and I'll eat you while you're swimming round having fun at the beach.
And your heart will melt when Maria falls for an illegal alien.
I am E.T., yes, I'm E.T., and somebody should let me phone home.
It's West Side Spielberg, and coming soon, George Lucas directs Hamilton.
Mr. Alexander Hamilton!
Welcome back.
That's pretty funny.
That will be kind of interesting. I remember I got dragged to see the original West Side Story. It made a return to theaters on its 10th anniversary, I think. And Goya dragged me to see that one.
The soundtrack was great. The album, you know.
Yeah, no, I understand, you know, the appeal of it, but it was a chick gangster movie.
Yeah.
You know, for dames. They were the ones that were like,
okay.
Dames.
I'm going to chalk that up to your pharyngitis, because normally you wouldn't be so mean.
Mean?
So what?
I'm not mean. Hey, look what we got coming today.
What? Oh, nothing.
Oh, BarkBox. No, I got my BarkBox already. By the way, Bailey, we haven't opened it yet. BarkBox Day.
Weird but true.
Ruined his day that you got it before him.
Oh, it's weird. Last month I got it before you did.
Sometimes you got it, you get it first.
They're so inconsistent.
Well, look, I've mailed postcards from Kentucky last week and they still haven't reached Tennessee. Well, so,
you know, this wonderful informed thing told me my daughter's car was supposed to be there Saturday by 8:30 and it never showed up until yesterday. I think sometimes, I'm not making any accusations here, but I think some mail carriers on Saturday may just hide it until Monday. I have reason to believe that. I've seen it happen before.
Oh, man, oh, man.
But we don't have time for that psychotic idea on my part. We need to speak with our friend Randy Burkholder, Prattville Farm Center, and go over our morning maroon nominees, beginning with Secretary of State Jean Guérin.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our morning maroon nominees. And we're going to start with a company, and I think, you know, especially with liberal ideas, they always begin with the best of intentions. But does anybody want to really call Lyft for a ride and get picked up by an ex-con?
Oh, that's, it's frightening.
Look,
Kim Kardashian West and Lyft have recently partnered to offer ex-prisoners rideshare services.
Tony, you're going to Penn Station?
Yes, we just got to make a quick pickup at the bank.
Oh.
drive!
What's going on?
Drive!
Lyft offering rides to ex-cons. You'll save big on Lyft lines. You'll also save big on prices.
Here's a little money for your unfortunate circumstance.
What circumstance?
We're taking this car.
Get out of here.
I'm not too sure about that idea right there.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
I think maybe you want to give some of them prisoners a chance to, you know, like, settle into society before you put them behind the wheel. Picking up potentially rich or cash-carrying passengers.
I thought you were talking about Thomas.
Yeah.
They're picking up rich.
Potentially rich.
Nominee number two, a man who arrested at JFK Airport in New York trying to smuggle 34 live birds from Guyana in plastic hair rollers.
Oh, no.
The perfectly cropped birds were... they survived, but...
Your laugh was more funny.
You know, you got to be a real genius to think you're going to sneak 34 birds through customs. That just... And then our final nominee is Eli Adinger from, not Brothel, but Bothell, Washington. In April last year, he was driving to work and intentionally drove his Toyota Camry into two people who were crossing the street. It's his reason why that makes him a maroon. And he's paying heavily for this, by the way.
What was the reason?
He wanted to get out of work that day.
Well, that's a horrible way to get out of work.
It worked. He'll be getting out of work for the next 14 years in prison. Sometimes it's better to just go suck it up and work when you're not feeling so good, like when you have pharyngitis.
No, it's not better to do that, especially when the doctor tells you to stay home.
Who's the dumbest of the dumb, Randy?
I don't know.
I'm saying Mr. Driver running in the boat to get out of work.
Give a con a lift? Is that... Oh, no.
No,
that
was
out of work.
I got you.
I mean, thought the smuggling bird.
It's one of the few stories we have in this feature.
Both of those guys.
Yeah. It's one of the few times we have the feature where we get the story and the result at the same time, where stupid earns a greatly stupid reward. So, but the birds in the hair curlers.
What an imbecile! What an ultra maroon!
Go with that. Randy, rain is headed our way. What should we be doing as we get to? We're in mid-June. Summer starts when? Thursday.
Yeah. Bermuda grass, or matter of fact, all turf grasses, are using considerable amounts of nitrogen at this point. So certainly if you haven't bolstered your turf grass up with a dose of nitrogen, particularly ahead of these rains, is a good time to do it, unless you have a heavily sloped yard and we're expecting a savage downpour. You wouldn't want to let the rain it in. It might just wash it off. But yeah, nitrogen application, turf grass. We have a product. I know you were wondering if we had a product, but we do. It's called Turf Strong, and it is designed for our southern turf grasses and our southern soil. And hey, Greg, you got a gift here from Mr. Gino.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that?
I did not know that it was there, no.
Yeah, it's here. If you don't have it, come and get it. I'm going to take it. It's nice.
Well,
nice. So,
thanks for letting me know that it's there.
He's an interesting fella.
Yeah, what did he get you?
Well, I can't
don't spill beans.
What? What?
It spilled beans.
I had a pharyngitis hiccup.
No, God bless America, man. Shouldn't America be here man. Today. I'm mad, frustrated.
But it's okay, you're here, Randy.
Yeah, it's fine, you're here, Randy. I just wish Greg would listen to his was. Doctors. Yeah.
Hey, Randy, it's just me listening now. Whisper it in my ear.
What? Sorry. I'm not falling for that trick. Everybody out there is listening.
That's funny, because everybody trusts Jay so much.
I do. I trust Jay. He's very trustworthy.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish he'd show me how to get into this video game stuff. I'm lost now. I grew up with Atari, so I'm behind.
Oh, God, yes.
I'm still trying to beat Mario Brothers.
That's about my speed.
Yeah, I can't handle the graphics beyond that. It's too much.
Randy, when you're ready for a vigorous afternoon of Pong, just let me know.
Oh, man, you're brutal with that Pong.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
We are at 855. Of course, Preble Farm Center is also a great place to get a great price on great brands of dog food for all types of dogs and their needs. They've got tools there. I was actually sculpting hedges the other day.
You?
Yes.
Are your caladium bulbs, have they come up yet? They should be a little happy plant.
You know, Mrs. Ritterbuttle would be the one to... She planted those. I'm not sure where she put them.
She's a head groundskeeper.
In some regard, yes. I was just pleased with the way, how easy it was to sculpt and shape. And it was a good way to get some sun, too. What I get my shampoo at Bradville Farm Center. What else do you want to know?
What kind of shrub is it that you were sculpting?
We have, they're just generic green hedges that go, they're small leaf, and they kind of enclose the pool area, okay. Keep them about 3 feet tall. But when they start to overgrow, it looks very unkempt.
Most shrubs, Greg, you want to fertilize twice a year, once in the midsummer, once right before a heavy winter sets in. So keep that in mind.
One other thing, I also did the eraser.
Ooh, yeah.
And everything I hit is now deceased and plucked out very easily with a grabber and makes the weeds go away. 3 days, they're gone.
Yes, the eraser is a non-selective herbicide, meaning it will work on both broadleaf class and
grass. So glad you didn't erase me.
And I blasted out a couple of wasps' nests yesterday, too, because I don't want to go through that again. But give us your location and hours, Randy.
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, which is about a third of a mile south of the Uptown McDonald's here in Prattville. We're on the right-hand side, kind of off down the hole, not right on the highway. And we're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and the shopping convention, 7 to 2 on Saturday. Sunday, you just have to pass by.
All right, my friend, we will talk again on Thursday. Thank you so much. Yesterday, I had a friend notice. Is this something you want to talk about on the air?
Animal picture that made me smile.
This bear was accidentally brought to the dog shelter and had a great time. Look at the bear.
Yes, bear.
So you can give me the raised eyebrows, you're in trouble look, but I'm not buying it, pharyngitis
you
pharaoh.
You
want
to have your own show in
she
here?
Was showing me.
I've got two other shows that I'm in charge of.
She was
so.
Just show me a picture for a minute, Dad.
That little bear cub brought to the animal shelter, thinking it was a dog.
A dog.
But it wasn't a dog. It was a bear.
Bear. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say, remember last year when I had the mass that got swarmed by the wasps?
Oh, yeah.
So we've been really vigilant this year looking for any place, because those built their nest under the ring of the wing of the grill. I never heard of them attaching themselves and building a nest under anything metal. Which
no, usually it's
wood.
It's a wood, or it's even some of the.
So we followed them. They were walking around on the wooden fence, and sure enough, tucked between the slats, there's a nest in there. So I blasted it with the foam stuff, and it pushed the whole nest out
into the neighbor's yard.
That's
my yard.
That's powerful.
Ew.
And that's when they started coming after you?
Well, no, I got the ones that were on the outside. They died immediately. But I had to crush the nest because there's still little ones in there that can come out if you don't get them.
Yeah.
It's creepy, man. They're out to kill you.
I saw something that I had never seen before. A friend of mine on Facebook posted a caterpillar on some greenery in her garden, and it had all these little white, looked like little white sweater pills, like when your fabric peels up or whatever. And she posted on Facebook and said, I don't know what this is. It's all over this caterpillar. What is it? And it's some kind of wasp. Like, those are the eggs on it. And when the caterpillar goes to do the whole cocoon thing or whatever, it, like, attacks it and kills it.
What's the